Hey sports fans, BMOC here. Start your day by playing Sportle, a sports-themed word-guessing game from our friends at Big Swing Games.
You've got six chances to solve the puzzle. It's either a sports term, a sports personality, or a team name.
Head to sportle.pro to play. There's a new puzzle every day, and it's completely free.
But if you like it, be sure to click that share button and send it to all your sports fan friends.
Seriously, please do that. We need a win so bad.
So bad. Like, really bad. So head to sportle.pro. That's Sportle, sportle.pro, to play Sportle.
Good times.
That's true. You can fake it.
Yeah, just fake it, coach. All right. We are speeding. We're going to cue the coach in 3, 2, 1.
Springtime is here, so it's time to pick the ponies for the Kentucky Derby. Plus, we talk Miami Grand Prix and have some big league parlays for your consideration.
Hey, everybody. What day is it?
It's not Monday.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Sports Wednesday.
Worldwide.
There it is. There.
175,000 people on the live stream just enjoying Maestro rocking out tonight. Welcome, everyone, to Sports Wednesday, sports talk from the medium fan. That means we get the big stories usually right and the details frequently wrong. And if you're cool with that, we'll have a show. My name is Pete Brown. I am the big man on campus, or BMOC. This is take two after a little bit of microphone problems there. I appreciate everyone's patience, by which I mean my fellow podcast hosts. And I'm going to introduce them to you because this guy. He does not want to discuss the baseball game he was coaching earlier tonight. It's the coach, basketball legend, Matt Longley. How's it going, coach?
It's good. I'm glad. I'm going to plead the fifth on that, the outcome of that game. I'm doing good. Feels like deja vu, but even better.
All righty. And with the sick guitar riffs that set this show apart, it's the maestro, Brian Haake. Maestro, how's it going?
Pretty good. Enjoying the weather, sleeping with the windows open, listening to the birds. Oh, yeah. Springtime.
Man, for a second, I thought you were doing a Bill Cosby impersonation.
Hello. We don't want to go there.
Or Forrest Gump.
That's right.
Where he's going.
One or the other, so... we are recording on a Tuesday night for a Wednesday release. That's how we do it usually. And as we record tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers taking the lead back from the Orlando Magic. It's 75-67 right now. 34 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll keep an eye on that game. We'll update you. I know you'll be listening to this Wednesday and you already know the final score, but it's exciting for 175,000 of you on the live stream. What are you fellas drinking tonight?
I got a classic Miller Lite.
Where'd you get that? That's a leave behind. The A-team must be hanging out over there all the time.
This is not a leave behind. I got to tell you, this is probably pretty old. This might be left behind. I believe when my brother was here, his family, they drink a lot of this. And I found it deep in my garage fridge because I was a little light on what I couldn't find anything. Nothing that was... less than 7.8. So I went with this found Miller Lite. And the second beer I have is even better. So,
all right.
So those are garage finds.
What do you got? What do you got there, Maestro?
Well, you know, I'm a peg lower than Coach with he's got the Miller Lite. I've got the Coors Light. Now, here's the thing about Coors Light. I think is the first 12 pack I've ever purchased of Coors Light. You don't buy Coors Light, right? That's the one you find. You might find one in your yard. Somebody threw one out the window. But Havoc, loyal listener Havoc, he drinks it. And he says it's tasty, so I tried some. And it is a nice, easy drinker. It's a little carbonated, but Coors Light. Who would have thunk?
Look at that, a review of Coors Light.
Well, I'll make a 3 for 3 on the easy drinkers. I'm drinking a Corona with a lemon in there.
Lemon? With a lemon?
Yeah, with a lemon. I didn't have any lime, so I went with the lemon.
Look at you pivoting.
I pivoted.
Like, if all the 175,000 live streamers just saw Maestro's face wrinkle up.
Well, you can't just say I don't have a lime. I'm going with the lemon.
Sure you can.
All right. I guess
he just did.
Look at this. Look at this awesome bottle opener I have.
Oh. Is that a ratchet at the end?
It's like a ratchet. Yeah, it's like a ratchet wrench, but it's a bottle opener on one end.
That's maybe nicer than the one I got you, BMOC.
I've done Coronas with lemons for years, actually. It's
have
not
you really?
Just, yeah, it's not an unusual.
Are you like colorblind and you buy the wrong citrus fruit?
No, when I bartended, people would frequently order them with lemons. So I would.
I've never had them with a lemon.
Yeah, not bad.
He bartended when he was in the Peace Corps.
Oh, he was in the Peace Corps? I didn't know that.
As a sports writer.
Before, after you
Texas.
Were a sports writer.
before the flood or after the flood?
You want to follow this show on social media? We're on most of your major platforms at Sports Wednesday on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads.
The BMOC Threads. The show.
And you can follow us at Sport Wednesday over on X. We're just killing it on social media. Head to sportswednesday.com to get your merch. Just click on merch, take you to our Redbubble store. That duvet cover is moving. It is the hot must-have item.
Coach, I know you've had a busy week, you know, wrapping up your baseball season, but did you have a chance to look into Truth Social? Is that still something that's on the table for us?
Yeah, I'm going to put a little bit more time to see how we can make that happen.
Okay. We've got to embrace all the platforms.
That's we really true. Do.
And just a reminder that Sports Wednesday is brought to you by our good friends at Big Swing Games, makers of Sportle, the only daily sports-themed word guessing game that doesn't suck, Sportle.pro.
And if you play, pro, everybody.
If you play today's Sportle, you are probably like, what in the heck is this? I got it in 6.
Did you get it?
Yeah, once I got that cue at the end, I was like, ah.
It was, like I said, I blame Petey or Banjo, or well, not Banjo. God bless him.
Rest in peace.
It was supposed
Banjo.
To be checked one more time, and I had the copy ready to fix, but we didn't fix it. So I can blame my interns.
All right. Well, let's keep this show toy. Let's get into it. The main event.
Epic.
And props to the maestro for reminding us all that the Kentucky Derby is this coming weekend, and we like to do the show on the ponies every now and again. So I thought I would talk a little bit about the race. We would pick some ponies and then do a little bit of a long shot draft. What do you guys think?
I love it.
All right. So I don't know how much you guys have read about the race. Here's what I can tell you. This seems like a really weird year to me. There are tons of long shots. There's some like 21 horses in the field, and only 5 of them are single digit odds, and everyone else is double digit odds. And more than half of the field are jockeys who have never ridden a Kentucky Derby before. So I just feel like you throw those things into the mix, and almost anything can happen this year. Plus, there's a chance of rain on Saturday, and like F1, rain changes everything when it comes to the ponies. So,
which horse is the Ocon? F1 joke nice. There.
That was a
F1
deep
joke.
F1 joke from F1 season cut. 1 or 2. Which one was that?
I remember that race. Esteban Ocon won in the rain, and Coach had picked him that week.
I know.
That's right.
That was good stuff. So
good stuff.
So looking here at just a couple of the favorites, Sierra Leone is at 3-1 right now, and Fierceness is the leading favorite right now at 5-2.
Mm-hmm,
but after that, the next single digit is Catching Freedom at 8-1. And then after that, you're in 10-1 and up territory for the rest of the field. So just curious what you guys are thinking about the race. You got a win play show. Got some ponies you want to throw at us? All right, let's go to Maestro.
All right. So I am actually avoiding the favorites. So Sierra Leone and Fierceness are out of it for me. I'm going with Just a Touch. For the win. Hey, easy.
Why does that just make me giggle?
I don't know. To place Forever Young Is there a song? Is it like
that's Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart, yeah. That's the, this is the, one of the Japanese young. One of the Japanese horses. That's a 10-1, and then to show, I'm going with Catching Freedom at 8-1.
Hmm.
Nice job there, Maestro.
Did you get those down?
Yep, I got them. Coach, what do you got?
Okay, usually when I do this, I like to go a little bold, but I'm going to go chalk this year. I'm okay. Going to mix it up. I'm going to go win, place, show. It's going to be Catching Freedom, Win, Sierra Leone, and Fierceness. I'm taking the three big
the
names.
Three top seeds?
Yeah, because I always...
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, and I got to mix things up. I don't think I've done real well with these things, so I'm gonna go with what the experts say I should.
Well, I'll tell you what, a favorite hasn't won in the past 5 years, and that could just be a sign that it's due to happen, right?
It could.
True.
And it's a weird year.
And isn't Fierceness in that unlucky spot? Is it the 17 hole or the – I can't remember where it's
Fierceness
at.
Isn't 17. 14 is traditionally the unluckiest spot, but seven
– And that's endlessly.
17 is a hard place to win from for sure.
Right.
Catching Freedom at 8-1, you guys, is a nice pick. He's in the 4 spot. The 5 spot has the most wins. 5 and 10 are the two best post spots historic. This is 150th Ooh. Kentucky.
And that's one of the cat. That's the 30-1 ones.
Yeah. So Ooh. Catalytic there.
Yes.
Let's hear it. This is the maestro of the ponies. So
I've gone back and forth on this, but I'm going to pick to win Forever Young at 10-1. I like Maestro's pick. This is a Japanese horse. A Japanese mm-hmm. horse has never won the Kentucky Derby. Could be due, but this horse is 5-for-5 in its last 5 races.
Ooh.
Including a race in Dubai, which is about equal length to what the Kentucky Derby is, which is a mile and a quarter.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
About horse racing? Because you just made a point, and then I have to ask. So it's gone 5-for-5 in the last 5 races. How frequent are those races?
That's a good question, Coach.
And then
none of these horses are in those.
Do they get worn out? Like, do sometimes they hold these horses and not race them much and then save them for the Derby, or...?
No, I mean, most of these horses have raced somewhere between 5 and 10 times leading up to the Derby. Yeah.
That's my...
They're still little babies, Coach. They're still little babies.
They can handle it. They bounce back. Yeah.
And I feel like one of the reasons why Fierceness is the favorite is the horse has won 2 of the last 4 races that...
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's a male horse he has raced in. So we'll see.
But none of us picked Fierceness, huh?
Yeah, none of us...
Well, I picked Fierceness
to show.
Okay. So, nice. So I'm going with Forever Young to win. Man, I've had a hard time with
Forever.
Who's gonna place?
That's my Rod Stewart impersonation.
I think I'm gonna go with Catching Freedom at 8-1 to place, and then to show, I'm gonna go ahead with Fierceness to show. So I think it's
so you're taking it. Okay,
10-1 to win. Yeah, Catching Freedom 8-1, and then Fierceness to show. So now I thought what we would do for fun is we each get to draft a horse that's 30-1 or higher, 30-1 or higher. And if it comes in, you get 5 points.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay.
All right. Who gets to go first?
I'll go last since I went first.
Okay, Coach, what do you got?
You gave me a little insight there. You said the 5 and 10 spot are pretty solid, correct?
Yep.
And there are 2 30-to-1s in the 5 and 10. So I have to mm-hmm. decide between Catalytic or TO Password. Is that right?
Yep.
I'm going to do Catalytic because just like all the converters, it's going to steal a victory. Catalytic. Ooh. Taking Catalytic.
Ooh. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take TO Password then.
Ooh.
In the 10 spot. Maestro?
I'm glad you guys didn't take my pick because I love the name. Epic Ride. Oh, yeah.
Epic Ride. Any other horses you like just because you like their names this year, guys?
Hmm.
Epic Ride is a great name. I like Grand Mo the First.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. That's a really good
50
one.
50-1
liked,
right there.
I like Mystic Dan, too. It's okay. Sort of like a weird beer.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's do this, Peter. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this for you. Let's put a bet on one of these weird horses.
Okay.
Peter, you put the bet for us, and sure, that'll be our beer money next time we get together.
Okay.
Are we picking based on name? And what did who do you like, Maestro?
I like Mystic Dan. It's a 20-1.
Ooh. And you like Grand Mo?
I like Grand Mo the First, and I think Epic Ride's a great name too.
Do we put it on Epic Ride?
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'll put two bones. These are our long shots. So I'll put two bones on each of them.
There we go. Done.
Done deal.
Gonna make millions.
This could be a race where if you bet the field, you know, with so many long shots, that could pay off.
You could make some money.
You'd have to do the math. And of course, I was told there would be no math on the show.
And I'm no good at that. Tonight.
But the Kentucky Derby is Saturday at 6:57 p.m. post time. NBC, by the way, with 12.5 hours of Kentucky Derby coverage. They're going to show the Oaks. NBC. They're going to show all the races during the day. So, if you like horses, you got something to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a lot of horse racing.
And I should have asked Maestro. I should have asked you to text LT and see who he was picking. That would have been.
I texted him earlier. I haven't heard back. He's not. Sometimes he's away from his phone.
Away from his phone, or he's just keeping his cards close to the vest.
That too. He is competitive.
All right. Well, that's the main event. It's time to throw it around the horn.
Around the horn. Around.
All right, around the horn, for those of you who don't know, we all get a chance to talk about whatever we want to talk about, and sometimes it's absolutely nothing, and we'll just see how that works out for us tonight. We're going to watch here as the pitcher looks in, gets a sign from the catcher. Fastball got him! He picks it up, throws it down to Maestro at third. Maestro.
I'm going first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right! It's a good segue because I picked, so the Miami Grand Prix is this weekend too. So I think it's interesting that we've got this big horse race and then we've got another horse race. It's horsepower.
Oh,
horsepower.
Oh,
is that
Miami, Sean Connery?
The Miami Grand Prix. Horsepower. And I think we've joked about this on the show too before. It's like a big weekend for movie stars and billionaires, right? Because they go to the Kentucky Derby on Saturday and they get in their Gulfstreams and they go down to Miami for the next party. But my question, I guess, to you guys, are we watching both of these things?
Ooh.
Not together. I mean, we could watch them together, but I'm saying, do you plan to watch the Miami GP? It's in our time zone.
Is that a night
zone.
Race?
It's in our time zone. It's on. I guess you'll get to watch it.
Is that a night race or is that a day race?
It's a day race.
It's a day race.
So that'll be before it, right?
Well, it's on Sunday.
Oh,
it's
Sunday. Sunday. Yeah. Sorry. I got my F1 mixed up. Yeah. Sorry.
It is interesting, though, that there's 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby. There's 20 cars in Formula One. Oh, there's a parallel there. There's something.
A little bit of a little bit
rich
of
people.
Parallelism.
There's a lot of rich people.
Here's my honest answer.
Parallelogram.
I will watch the Kentucky Derby and maybe turn on the F1 race. And then I can just make sure that Max Verstappen gets off fine and I know he'll win. And then I'll probably turn it off.
Well, we need to have something about the Formula One race that will make us want to watch. Like I do like when we pick like a mid level.
I love the picking the wherever number you pick.
Yeah, it's just right. I will for sure watch the Kentucky Derby. The F1 race. What's interesting about F1 is that those races are usually at like 7 a.m., which works really well for me to kind of wake up and have coffee and watch a race without kind of taking away from family time or whatever else has to happen on Sunday. So I missed this race last year. I didn't watch the Miami Grand Prix. So I'm hoping to watch it, but if I don't, it won't be the end of the world.
Was it last year that I had people over to watch the
Kentucky Derby? We wore cool hats. That was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Coach wasn't there. He was hanging with the A-team.
No, I had baseball.
Coach had baseball.
Oh, did you? It was the Orange Tournament?
Yes.
Oh.
I won't have any fear of playing that late this week.
So, other than Max Verstappen, who do you think's going to come in second in the Miami Grand Prix?
Well, you know, on the news, I guess Hülkenberg's going over to that Kick Sauber team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big news. He's leaving Haas. That guy was like retired. Now he's got like a whole new career. The Audi wanted a German driver, and so he's sticking around.
Hulkenberg.
Nico Hulkenberg.
They're thinking that Sainz might be the other driver at Audi Sauber, which could be.
Yeah, he's going to be available for sure.
He's going to be available. I don't know.
I hope that
I'm going to watch because I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, I hope that team improves. So you guys want to pick a second place finisher for the Miami Grand Prix?
I'll say Leclerc.
Coach says Leclerc. Maestro, who
Leclerc.
You know, Lando finished second in China. I'm going to go with Lando. See if he can keep it up.
Lando Norris taking second, and I'll go with my guy, Carlos Sainz.
You would.
He's got nothing to lose. He's got nothing to lose.
He's got nothing to lose.
Speaking of having nothing to lose, the Cleveland Cavaliers have fallen behind 83-82 now with 9:17 left in the fourth.
Oh, it's all kinds of time.
9:17 left in the fourth. All right. Maestro takes the ball, whips it across the diamond to BMOC.
These sound effects,
this around the horn is going to be, it's going to be brief. It's just something I feel like I need to say to the universe and then we'll be done with it.
Okay.
At my house, I've got cable TV and I've got an Amazon Fire Box. Now you want to watch Netflix, you want to watch Hulu, you want to watch any of the streaming services, you got to change the source on the TV from the cable box to the Amazon Fire Box. That's just the system. I didn't come up with the system. That's what I want.
It's not really that bad.
It's a little tricky on mine because we have one remote that controls them both. And so if you're hitting the video source button while it's in cable box mode, it doesn't work at all. Now that's dumb. That should just, video source should always work regardless of what mode. Excuse me. So you have to change it to TV mode, then hit video source and change the source. And then you can use the streaming services. I've taken a lot of grief over this system. And
again,
I just want to say,
invent it.
I did not come up with it. I don't know how to simplify it. This is the best that I can do. And I'm afraid it's just something we're going to have to learn to live with.
All right, universe.
There Fix you have it. It. There you I have feel it. Better. Thanks, fellas. BMOC whips it across to Coach, who's going to talk about why he is so dumb.
Well, mine, it does. I probably will come off as dumb, but like, I don't know. Lately, like, it was the other night and we were sitting around and people were talking about stuff. And I was kind of mildly listening to the conversation. It wasn't that heavy. I don't think there was Ukraine.
Look at you hanging out with people.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. And I don't know if it was like, it wasn't heavy stuff, but I probably wasn't really engaged. But this just shows where my mind's at. Because someone like said Fruit Loops. I go, oh, Fruit Loops? And I go, oh, I love Fruit Loops. And then she was talking about cereal, and I went from completely disengaged to locked in to like, what are your top three? And I locked her right in, and she's like, what? And Ron was like, Matt. I go, well, what do you have it? Like, I had this whole conversation, and when I was done, I realized I had just completely – I had changed a little bit because other people were jumping in, and I stopped. I'm like, I'm a 52-year-old man that's talking about cereal. And like I do that. The same other thing that happens is when people bring up candy bars, even pizza, like local pizzas, when we do that or anything. And I'm like, it's like it flips a switch and all of a sudden I'm like, boom, let's go.
Squirrel.
Let's talk about this. And I don't necessarily know. I'm not embarrassed by it because I'm too old to be embarrassed by it, but it's just funny because it's automatic. I don't let someone brings up cereal, my radar goes completely up. I don't let you pass by and just say like, oh, you mentioned something or you
what's
said
your,
something.
What's your current top three?
Current top three right now, Cocoa Puffs right now are very high on my radar. And I Frosted Flakes have always been a classic for me, but we bought this giant Costco two, like giant box. And I've eaten a lot of Frosted Flakes. I'm going to have to put them on the back burner for a while because I've had a lot.
They start to hurt your teeth a little bit.
They do. And then third probably for me is just I love Frosted Rice. I love Frosted Krispies. I love Frosted Rice Krispies. Like,
damn.
They don't make the box big enough.
Sugar,
which,
man.
It's so much sugar. Yeah, like I'm talking the sugar cereals. The other ones, I have a whole other category of non-sugar cereals that, like right now, I'm also in a huge, huge Cheerios kick. Huge, you know, Cheerios kick.
You said 52-year-old man, and I'm 53, but here's the thing. I don't drink milk anymore, and so I don't really eat much cereal anymore. So occasionally I will, or I'll eat it with oat milk.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Like, I wonder if there's cereals that pair up better with the different milks.
Oh, I'm sure there's a website that could tell you that.
Well, I get it. I've got one for you. I really love the Cheerios. It's the oat nut cinnamon crunch ones.
Yes.
You had that? Fantastic.
Yes.
And that
has a little...
With the oat milk is...
Oh, it's good.
It's joyful.
It's joyful.
What else you got, Meister? What's number 2 and 3 for you?
I mean, we eat a lot of frosted mini wheats in our house. The boys love them. So I feel like that's like a safe, sugary yet healthy
solution. Yes, I eat a ton of those too.
The multigrain Cheerios are always a staple. And my younger son loves anything Life. So cinnamon Life, regular nice. Life, that's like one of his big go-tos. So I usually just eat whatever they got.
That's his youngest son, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Give it to Mikey. He likes it. I will say, Maestro, I made that switch from regular milk to I have usually vanilla flavored Silk is what almond milk that mm-hmm. I've been, and it was a little bit of a transition, but now I'm all in on it. So, and I'm going fruity pebbles. They took choice. Over number one within the last
fruity
year.
Pebbles with the vanilla. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's delicious. I'm going to go number 2. I'm going to go Golden Grahams.
What?
I like Golden Grahams.
Look at
them. I feel like Golden Grahams and one of my old classic favorite Honeycombs, they changed the recipe. They don't taste like they did when I was a kid.
It's interesting, Maestro, because currently in my pantry is a box of Golden Grahams Classic original recipe. You are 100% correct that they've changed the recipe.
I wish they would do that with Honeycombs. That was one of my favorites.
I love Honeycombs.
That's probably why it's number 2, because I've been eating it recently. And then number 3, I'm gonna go Raisin Bran Crunch.
That's in my list.
Granola in there. It's quite tasty and good for you.
You know, I used to take the raisins out. Like there was an acceptable amount of raisins. So I remember pouring it in and I'd be, oh, that's too many raisins. And I would just put it back in the box for my dad. But
yes, regular Raisin Bran though gets so soggy so fast it turns into a mush.
Yeah, that's
true. That Raisin Bran Crunch, they got it. It's got that little protective barrier, and they figured it out.
I wouldn't know because I put so much sugar on regular Raisin Bran that you could never tell.
Oh yeah, it was like a slurry.
Where the sugar ended and the bran that was turned into mush.
Oh,
BMSC, you were a big Cocoa Puffs guy for a long time, right?
I was. Well, as you know, I when we were working at a company that was not the best for our mental health, I thought that one day I would walk in and just shout, "I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs," and then walk out and be done. That was my exit strategy there. And so for a long time, people bought me a Cocoa Puffs t-shirt for Christmas one year, and because some people even call me Cocoa Puffs when I work there. And I actually have a box of Cocoa Puffs stuffed with like a vanilla frosting, which is like a special release that they've got going on.
Oh right my now. God, that oh sounds my. Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They're square though. It's weird. So if you're expecting a puff shape, you're going to be disappointed.
It's not.
Yeah.
So okay. BMOC, on your, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it used to be a tradition in your house where on your birthday, you would have just sugar cereal and
cartoons as Father's cartoons. Day. Yeah.
Oh, that's Father's Day. Okay.
Yeah. On Father's Day, we would and watch Hong Kong Fooey or, you know, would. Now with the streaming, we can get all the old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. And when the kids were growing up, we didn't have a ton of sugar cereal. So they would just go ham in the cereal aisle for Father's Day. That was their favorite.
Pull some cash from the swear jar and go get some sugar cereal.
Now they call and ask for money. Around the horn. All right, that's Around the Horn, everybody. And we've got a new bit that we're rolling out tonight. And I want to thank my good friend and loyal listener, Chip Midnight, for this. He said, you guys got rid of Rex, and that was my favorite part of the show. And I thought, all right, we can put Rex back in. We'll only do Rex when we have him. We're going to make it open mic style, but we're calling this bit Wreck 'em if you got him.
I don't have anything for that one, though.
Hang on. He's got it.
Come up with one.
I'll whip it up.
Butsky.
Oh man, look at the hearts on the live stream. They love it when Maestro's coming up with something off.
They're excited. Oh, look at the comments. What's it gonna be?
And that is perfect because Chip's the one that brought this back, and he will totally have loved
that. Enjoy that.
That bit. All right, Coach, you signed up here. You got some things to wreck. What do we got?
Well, I finished that new series on Prime, Fallout. Yeah, and it's really good. Like, you don't have to have – I have a little bit of knowledge of the video game because my son played it. But you don't have to have knowledge of it. It was really good. I thought it was not a lot of there's a lot of action in it, but it pairs well. It's such an odd story, but it's got weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's really good. Like I really enjoyed it. I thought it was.
We watched the first episode and we really liked it.
I thought it was super entertaining.
Yeah, it's artsy and weird and
yeah, and like they play off this engaging. Nostalgic like. The whole point of, like, basically, if the Earth ended in the, is it the 60s or 50s? Ended in the 50s?
Well, it's not, well, I mean, it's kind of not really in our universe, right? It's,
right, but, like, if it ended with, like, this, like, this is what we wear and this is how we act and everything, and then it's just kind of frozen, and then when they, you know, they go in these bunkers and that's just what they are. Like, there's no evolution from there. Right. And it's kind of interesting how it goes. Over time.
Yeah, I think it was like a late 60s vibe, but then but they also had advanced technology, so it was like the late 60s from a like a cultural standpoint, but they also had already had tech stuff. So I think that
made it's like a mid-century modern with a steampunk aesthetic added.
Yeah. There you go.
Ooh,
but it's very good, and it's I think it's 8 episodes, maybe 9. And it's easy to blaze through it because I did. So definitely recommend that.
Fallout on Amazon Prime. I'm 2 episodes in. I'm enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
And it's Christopher Nolan's brother, right?
That
Bobo Nolan?
Who did Westworld. I think he did Westworld as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. That gives... Okay.
Sure. I'm pretty sure that's the same. It's the brother, and I think they when he helps write all the Christopher Nolan movies too. They're like the new
Russo brothers,
Wachowskis.
No, the who's the British brothers? The one
the Hansons, away. Hanson brothers.
No, God damn it! He did Alien, and he did
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott, and there was his younger brother,
Bill Scott,
Bobo.
Bobo Scott,
who did
Bill Bradley?
He did Top Gun and
Maverick.
Yeah, I got you. I know who you're talking about now.
Anyway, sorry, I digress.
That's all right, Maestro. You got a wreck for us?
I do, but I'm gonna continue to ride the old man vibes.
All right.
I had my wellness exam a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and my wife said, you should have them check for vitamin D because I hear everybody in Ohio is vitamin D deficient. So she ran a check on me and I was dreadfully low. So between working outside and taking some vitamin D, I feel great, by the way.
Oh.
So I'm highly recommending, hey, you know, if you don't get the sunshine.
How much do you take?
You spend a lot of time in the basement, go get some vitamin D.
How much? You just one, like one vitamin pill?
Yeah, it's not a lot, but it is noticeably different. Like you have like a little bit, it's not quite the prednisone kick that you get, you know, when you get on that for something, you're like, woohoo! It's not quite steroids, but it's noticeably
it was good.
Energetic. Yeah.
All right. Vitamin D. That's a good rec.
I'm going to go ahead and this is a, yeah, why not rec?
Okay.
So it's a little stronger than an almost rec, a little bit below a rec, but if you're looking for something uncomplicated that'll give you some laughs, we watch this show on Netflix called Resident Alien.
Oh
yeah, we're all watching that.
We all watched it.
Yeah,
there's some out loud laughs on that show.
Yeah,
because it's so absurd.
Yeah, he's
how far into it are you?
I'm in the second season now. It's okay. What's interesting is like it's all built around one joke, but they yes. do a decent job of not wearing it out and continually make it funny. So
we actually watched that show on the network.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we watched like the first season and then I think somewhere between the first season and the second season we lost track of it. I think it was still out there.
Wait, you watched it on network TV?
Mm-hmm. He's a network guy.
Holy cow.
That was
Sports Wednesday is brought to you by AARP.
Well, cuz season 1 came out, you know, a while back and then I think it might have got dropped after season 2 and then it got picked up by Netflix, but what's interesting is it does follow that old model where they plan to make 20 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of those episodes, there's only one thing that's happening and the rest is just filler.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that too. Oh, but there's something comforting about that. It's like,
it definitely feels old school.
There's like a multitude of different storylines and characters. There's a lot of girl power stuff. And you're like, oh, they're doing that again. But he's awesome. But I just don't think he could sustain the whole show because of his goofiness.
Yeah. But fun show. Fun watch. All right. So those are recs. Rec them if you got them. And don't forget to try your Corona with a lemon if you want to try something. Like a little refreshing change for you there.
You know, the mayor and his wife are super annoying, though.
Yeah. That's
true. They're way annoying. They don't, and it doesn't change. I will tell you
the cop has gotten more and more strange too. Like as season 2, like he used to be goofy, but now he's just like.
And I've finished the whole thing. Like we're all caught up now.
Oh, you're all the way to like season 3?
Yeah, we've done all of it.
What you guys consume over there? Like,
well, that was our nightly show. Like, and you can consume more than one in an evening because
that's true.
It's an easy watch.
We were watching five shows going, so we always pick. Yeah, like, what's the vibe?
We're usually singular, unless there's like a layoff. But we blazed through that. Well, it didn't blaze through it. We went through it. I will tell you, the last season it gets a little after school, especially.
Oh yeah,
they try to get a little more, and it's not bad. I feel like it's earnest. I feel like they're trying, and it's not cringy, but. The jokes in the beginning with him are great. Also, a very grizzled Linda Hamilton in it. Very grizzled. If you haven't gotten to that yet, she is.
She's in season 2. Well, she's in season 1 too, I think, at the end there. Resident Alien, everybody. Wreck.
Coach, what are you drinking now? You look like you're on drink number 2 as the Cavaliers are down 95-94 with 3.
I know, I saw that.
Left.
This is a Blue Moon Light. I don't know. We got this for
one of those
the
tall,
eclipse.
Tall, skinny cans.
We got this for the eclipse, and I'm drinking it. It's okay.
You know what it needs is some citrus.
We need a lime in there. Oh, no.
You're supposed to put orange in there, but you might as well put a lemon in there.
There, because lemon works for whatever.
When I was a bartender.
Damon's, we would just put lemons in everything. Like, people would be like, hey, I got a beer here.
People would request lemons. I didn't pull this out of thin air.
He's got lemons cut up ready to go.
They've got a whole bin of them.
What do you guys give me to bite this lemon right now on the show live?
I'll give you 0.3 points. 0.3 points. That could be the difference.
Did you bite it, though, or are you just sucking on it? Are you going to bite it?
Okay. Yowt.
Sour?
That's delicious.
Oh.
That was not a good idea.
As bad as the gum?
Largely because it didn't make a good noise, and we're a podcast of audio, you know, if I made a good noise. I'll drop something in a post. All right, it's time for us to explain to you how you can make money wagering on sports, which is legal in Ohio and possibly in the state where you're listening to this. It's not bad with lemon, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I, I'm not going to believe you until I try it. Because right don't now, put, it just...
You don't want to put lime in your tea. That would be bad.
But I... There's... I know they're the same family. I know that. But, like, the lime... Lemon is just a little too sour, I think. I don't know where you're getting that.
They're like the Mark and Matt Longley of fruits.
Which one's
which
good?
Is which one is? Am I the lemon?
You go ahead and let us know on X. Hit us up with a direct tweet.
Let us know on Truth Social which one you think Matt is and which one you think Mark is.
All right, last week we were talking hockey. We were talking playoff hockey. We were doing a 3-game parlay. And a parlay means you have to hit all three to get your points.
Oh.
But they were all straight up, so it's 3 straight up. Not impossible. By the way, I watched some playoff hockey last night, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. I watched the Panthers decimate Tampa Bay Lightning. I think it's fair to say.
Bye-bye, Lightning.
I think it's fair to say that the epicenter of hockey power in the Sunshine State has shifted to Miami.
It has. Both have cups.
BMOC said the Rangers would beat the Washington Capitals. That happened. However, the LA Kings did not beat the Edmonton Oilers did not beat the LA Kings last week on Wednesday, but Carolina did beat the Islanders. I'm sorry, that's only 2 out of 3, BMOC. Minus 10 for you. Maestro went with the Canucks over the Preds. Sorry, it didn't happen. The Stars failed to beat the Knights, but he did get the Bruins over the Leafs.
Bruins.
1 out of 3. That's minus 10 for you. And Coach had the Tampa Bay Lightning. No. He had the Carolina Hurricanes. They did beat the Islanders. We double-checked. They, in fact, won. And the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanche, in their game against the Winnipeg Jets won.
So close.
But that's 2 out of 3, a minus 10 for you. So our standings with the 10 points we began with at the Super Bowl, Coach has turned his into 0 points, Maestro down to 10, and BMOC at minus 10. And those numbers tell you why you should listen to us when it comes to making wagers.
It tells you you should put it all on us.
This week we're talking baseball. Same deal, 3-game straight up parlay. You can't repeat any teams in your pick, right? So you just can't pick games against the White Sox, which is what I was worried about would happen. Boy, the White Sox are bad.
They are putrid.
They are terrible.
They showed a video yesterday. I saw a clip and it said, this is an actual game. And then it was a person sitting in the stands. Now, the weather wasn't great. There was like literally no one there. Like the only time I remember ever seeing that was what you and I would remember was Muni in the 80s with the Cleveland Indians.
They're so bad. They're actually plus 125 against Coach's seventh graders. That's how bad they are.
Holy moly.
All right. So 3 games. You can't repeat any teams in your picks. The games happen between May 1st and May 5th. Let's go to Maestro. What do you got, Maestro?
I picked all my games are going to be on Friday the 3rd. Going the Orioles over the Reds.
Okay.
The Orioles are hot. Actually, Reds are pretty hot lately.
Reds are hot too.
But Orioles are, I think they're right at the top of their division there. So, Orioles over the Reds. I'm going to go Mariners over the Astros, which as I look at this, I think that might have been a game that BMOC picked as well. But, and then I'm going to take the Twins over the Red Sox too. Twins are actually. Overall, they're not doing well, but they're 9-1 in their last 10. So I think they're a hot team.
They've found their footing.
Yeah. And the Red Sox aren't very good. So those are my 3.
All right. Looking good. Coach.
I am going to go all on one day. I really like that concept. So I'm stealing it from Maestro. But I am going, yes, Star Wars fans. I'm doing May 4th, May the 4th.
Ooh.
I'm going to take A's, Pirates, and Cardinals to win.
What happened to my Buccos, man? They were started strong.
They're still okay.
Yeah.
The problem with them is the same as a lot of young teams. This is the key right now. You get the wins, and then now you got to find this win series.
All right. Well, I am. I did not go all on one day, so I can make it more difficult to look up who won.
Of course,
whoever makes next week's show sheet, you're welcome. May 1st, I say the Twins over the White Sox. You have to pick one over the White Sox in this game.
You have to.
I'm going to say the Guards beat the Angels on Friday, May 3rd. And then
did you
see
Mike Trout's going under the knife?
He is. Yeah, torn meniscus. Yes. And then I did pick Seattle over Houston, but on May 4th. So it's the Saturday game rather than the Friday game, Maestro. So those are your major league straight up 3-game parlays. Difficult to find that bet on an actual sports book, but call your grandma. She'll probably take it.
Yes.
All right, fellas. It's a tough one. It is 100-98 right now. The Cavs up 2 with about 59 seconds left. 59 seconds left as we get ready to wrap this up. Anything else you guys got to get off your chest before we call this one a show?
No, I feel pretty good about what we did.
All right. Well, there being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of way, on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying good times, everybody. Good times.
Hold on. I came unplugged.
Oh, no, you're unplugged. It's like MTV.
Good times, everybody.
Yes.
Wednesday is produced by Blue Monkey Communications and features basketball legend Matt Longley, the maestro Brian Hake, and me, Pete Brown. Some music and sound effects from today's show came from the websites audionautics.com and freesound.org. Visit sportswednesday.com for complete attribution. You can follow us on Twitter at Sport Wednesday, that's sport with no S, Wednesday, and on Instagram at Sports Wednesday. For more information about the board game Hoopsters, visit hoopsters.store, drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop. Until next Wednesday, and on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying, good times, everybody. Good times.